Good evening.
The show begins tonight with my colleague Selena Zito, 1,200 feet down under Pennsylvania in a coal mine, an up-to-date coal mine. The coal face is mined by robots, artificial intelligence robots. There are humans who guide and correct. 3.5 feet of chomping through the coal seam gives 2,000 tons of coal, a lot. And it's 7 to 10 hours for that coal to light your home or provide heat or, in the case of Pennsylvania, provide power for the data centers that demand more and more of everything. Coal is a modern tool of industrialization and now the data centers. Selena goes down into the coal mine with Senator McCormick. They're guided by the CEO of the firm. It looks extremely science fiction. Turning to the story of AI, the user of all that electricity, Brendan Weikert and I discuss ethics and concerns about open large language models, open-ended, that can be abused by bad actors. It's like the telephone, just like every other modern device as it comes online. We also concern ourselves with the demand that over the next 10 years will, according to Sam Altman of OpenChat GPT, need 26 gigawatts. Maybe that's a minimum. 1 gigawatt is that massive factory that Musk is building in Memphis, Tennessee. That's 1 million GPUs. 26 of those for what OpenChat GPT needs. What about the rest? Unknown. Then a conversation with Jeff Bliss about the sad state of Los Angeles and Portland with the homeless unsolved, despite promises by leadership. Also, nothing going on in the Palisades that is positive. Blame shifting, finger pointing, an arrest, no building, Palisades. Malibu is now detaining or driving out the campers in their woods because they're fearful of another fire. The campers are homeless. Conversation about that. Conversation with Bob Zimmerman. Positive news. SpaceX is going to increase its number of launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base on the West Coast. And the California Coastal Commission, despite intemperate protests, is not going to get its way and ban Musk's SpaceX from California. Also a conversation about exploration on Titan. That's the one with methane seas and methane atmosphere, the moon of Saturn. The conversation with Mary Roach is Replaceable You, her book about all the body parts that we now replace and how they're done. The ones that fascinated me, for example, xenotransplantation, that's using the organs of a non-human to replace the organs of a human that are broken or not functioning. The record so far is 9 months for a replaced organ from a pig into a human, working on it more and more so that someday the vision tells me, Mary tells me is the vision, is that you would have animals growing alongside you to replace your body parts. That way they're not rejected because they're you to begin with. Not sure, quite sure how all that science works, but that's the ambition right now. Replaceable you. Also, rhinoplasty, hair plants, all the body parts that are so far being replaced. Conversation with Henry Sokolsky about Saudi Arabia wanting nuclear power plant, the U.S. suggesting to South Korea they build a Westinghouse plant in Saudi Arabia, along with all the other things that Saudi Arabia is looking to gain from a defense pact. Later on, a conversation with Lorenzo Fiore about Milan, about Giorgio Meloni. The fun part was talking about San Agostino. That's Augustine to us in English. He is buried in Pavia, a little town outside of Milan that was once the capital of the Kingdom of Lombardy. And he was buried there by the king of Lombardy, taking him from Sicily, where he'd been removed from North Africa under the hands of the invaders, the Vandals. So St. Augustine now resides in Pavia, a short train ride outside of Milan. Fascinating. He went to Milan after Rome, and that's where he converted to Christianity from Manichaeanism. I'll have more to say that in coming weeks because I'm talking to a biographer, Catherine Conybeare of Bryn Mawr College, new book about Augustine the African, not the Roman, not the Roman, not the Milanese, but the African. Spent all of his life, but 3 or 4 years in Italy. He spent all of his life in North Africa, which was the breadbasket of the Roman Empire, or parts of it at the time. This is 4th to 5th century A.D. And then a happy conversation about the consumer with Julia Cartwright, especially about the consumer being guided by what is called rent-seeking and rent-extraction, the CAFE standards, inventing fleets of hybrid cars that nobody much wanted, so that the government is guiding the corporations who are not getting a market response from the population. Fascinating. There's also a conversation with Jim McTague about economy doing very well in Lancaster. Thank you very much. He goes to a precision parts maker in Denver, Pennsylvania, and learns that 300 customers all looking for business, from airlines to small farms, everybody ordering over the next months. And from the point of view of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the economy is not going to a recession. It's buoyant. AI is challenged as a bubble, yes, but buoyant. And Jim says, after many years at Barron's, whenever he hears bubble, he knows there's more to run. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.